This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Libertarian Town Hall on CNN last week did have its moments. You know, everything they said wasn't terrible, but it wasn't really something to write home about either. It wasn't really impressive. The candidates I'm talking about are Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the Libertarian presidential and vice presidential candidate, respectively, were both on. And I did like, this is one of the aspects, I'll tell you some of the things I like, because we talked about how they completely botched, completely misstated the Libertarian position on drug prohibition, which is to end drug prohibition. No, Gary Johnson said, let's keep it going and legalize marijuana. So they made some major gaffes, but one of the things I did like was sort of this tag team approach that they had. Now, sadly, they need to have it because they're both such weak candidates as far as libertarians. It helps for them to sort of back one another up when they're stumbling and they don't know what the hell to say. So I think it was a smart idea to have both of them on the show. I think that helps their campaign. I think it helps their what they're trying to do. And because, you know, Bill Weld is another governor, just as Gary Johnson is, they sort of have that that demeanor of, we've done this before, you know, that kind of
thing. I think they're the only ones really with executive experience. Even if you count Clinton's time in the White House, you wrap these two guys together, they've got like double the executive experience.
Right. So, I mean, I saw some benefit to that, and I thought that was a good choice. I don't think they're good choices. I would have loved to have seen Will Coley up there with Gary Johnson.
Your perspective is so self-serving, though, right? Because you're thinking, what do I want to see? What's going to get my vote? But they're not up there just trying to get the libertarians. They're trying to win the general election.
They're assuming they have our votes, right? Like, we're three libertarians. They're assuming they have our vote.
I don't know if they have my vote. I don't know.
Well, you have the option that 49 other states don't have of voting for Darrell W. Perry.
He won't be on the ballot.
Then you're going to have to write in Bugs Bunny, buddy, pal.
So tell me this. Tell me, what position do they hold that, in relation to the status quo, is fiscally liberal or socially conservative? In relation to what we have now, tell me what policy of theirs does that.
Well, they didn't talk about wanting to get rid of social welfare programs, so they wanted to continue on with...
Ron Paul would always say that he wanted to do that last, which
at least he would say what he wanted.
Disarmed that little bomb.
Yeah. Well, you could do the same thing with the war on drugs. You could say... You know, you were talking about pragmatism and taking steps. You could say, well, ideally, we should end prohibition, but we probably can't do that right out the gate, so let's just end prohibition.
And how many people do you think you're going to frighten? How many people are you going to frighten by saying that?
I don't care how many people you're going to frighten.
I know you don't.
Liberty is what's most important, to spread the ideas of liberty. You don't worry about what some people are going to think if you're true to yourself and you're true to your position. Now, maybe they are being true to themselves and true to their positions, which is, you know, watered down, at best, libertarianism. But let me go on here. I took a few notes about what happened in the discussion, which was, again, with the CNN town hall. They had some good initial answers to, you know, like the first question about what's a libertarian. They used the whole, you know, fiscally conservative, socially liberal description. And I think that's a fine, safe way to give a general description of kind of what a libertarian is to people. That's one of the things I'm willing to give you. Ultimately, the best description is to talk about the non-aggression principle, which they didn't do.
Well, yeah, a lot of purists hate that description. They say that it's not strong enough.
Well, I think it's okay to, as far as, you know, baiting somebody into learning more. That doesn't, you know, talking about how you're fiscally conservative or socially liberal doesn't necessarily say anything as far as your specifics on the issues. It's a good enough answer for me. So let me go on. They were talking about the shooter. There was a question. They had one of those people.
The Orlando shooter.
Yeah, the Orlando shooter, the most recent one. They had a victim there, one of the people who was in the club at the time. She asked this question about that. And Weld started out, by the way, by bragging about being a prosecutor, which was a major turnoff for me. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like he was apologizing for being a government prosecutor.
I would say that most voters, that probably isn't as much of a turnoff. I get where you're coming from. It doesn't do anything for me either. But when when your average voter, not American voter, hears prosecutor, it probably doesn't bother them that much.
So I took a bad note here, and I didn't indicate. I think it was Johnson who said this because I didn't specify that it was Weld, but they. One of them answered the question about the shooter in Orlando, bewildered as to why he hadn't had his guns taken away. And so it was clear that they weren't necessarily taking a pro-gun freedom stance on this particular show. And I didn't make much more notes about that answer. Well, Johnson, by the way, did say he was opposed to the death penalty. So I liked his answer about that.
They, when it does seem, many people are befuddled as to why the shooter didn't have his guns taken away from him when he was under investigation by the FBI and all that stuff. The FBI had interviewed him twice.
As a libertarian, if you believe in the right to bear arms, you don't just have that stuff taken away from
I understand
you
that.
By the government. And you don't advocate for it. But further, to say that he was opposed to the death penalty, let's go back to the discussion we were having earlier, Conrad. Saying you're opposed to the death penalty, is that going to bring people together?
I mean, that is really more of a 50-50 issue. So you gotta.
Yeah, you're gonna divide people because it's impossible to bring people together.
There are many issues,
and
though,
I would
that
say
don't
it's less
divide
than 50-50.
People 50-50.
I bet you it's not 50-50 on that. I mean, the times we talk about it on the air, it seems like, you know, just obviously this is not a scientific study or anything like that, but it seems like most people are in favor of the death penalty in the United States.
How many states have the death penalty in the United States?
I don't know.
I'd say half or fewer than half.
Fewer than half?
Fewer than half.
Really?
Yeah, it's going away.
The death penalty is stupid.
That doesn't mean people don't favor it.
Well, no, people who favor it are loud.
Too.
People who favor it are loud and bloodthirsty, whereas people who don't favor it are quiet and reserved about it.
Well, they often, they often just haven't done the research as to what goes into this. I used to be pro-death penalty. In my opinion, if you have a mad dog, you take it out and shoot it. But the problem is that the system that we have today requires 10 years of supporting that mad dog in a jail cell, giving that mad dog an opportunity to become sane again, and then you take the dog out and shoot it for having been mad 10 years ago. It makes no sense.
According to a Pew survey, back in 2014, 26% are opposed to the death penalty for people who are convicted of murder. So only about 1 out of 4, while 62% favor the death penalty. So there's some undecided.
Quite a few undecided.
But, so not quite 50%. But nonetheless, my point being, he took a strong position against the death penalty. I'm glad he did that, because that's what gets people thinking, is someone taking a strong position. Wow, I've never heard someone say that before. I've never heard someone say, legalize all drugs. I want to learn more about this person. I want to learn more about that position. Even if I don't agree with it, at the very least, it's getting people thinking. So kudos to Johnson for taking the right position.
So when it comes to drug legalization, when you're talking about non-marijuana drug legalization, that is a pretty niche issue that most voters aren't going to get all whipped up about. When you're talking about death penalty, that's a pretty big issue. I don't think that it's important.
As a libertarian candidate, you shouldn't be licking your finger, sticking it up in the air, and deciding what people want to hear before you speak.
Sure. As a candidate at all, you should be sticking your finger in the air and trying to figure out what it is that people want to hear. No. Because if the thing you do is when you come out and you say that, look, I'm pro-choice, I believe, therefore, I'm pro-choice on every issue, therefore I believe that families should be able to starve their children because they don't feel like feeding them, a la Rothbard, right? Like his most extreme, Rothbard, Murray Rothbard's position was, is that you simply have no obligation to your child. Okay? And so, therefore, you could take that position and push that forward as a presidential candidate. It would be stupid, right?
That would be stupid. I agree with
okay.
you there.
Okay, so you do then agree that not every position
to say that
has the same value.
In any case, because it's, look, if you're starving your kids, then somebody else could take them from you.
That was his position.
Yeah.
And it is a fair position. But the question is how are you going to know if some recluse has a
How the hell are you
going to
know?
You aren't going to know.
How are you going to know today? You're not going to know.
What's the principle of the Democratic Party or the Republican
Party? There are no principles behind those parties.
And how successful are they?
They are successful because they've been coasting on their success for a long time.
They weren't really principled before.
They're in charge. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you guys are advocating for an unprincipled candidate, so he'll blend in with the rest of them. Let's get some principles on the stage so people can actually look at and think about the ideas of liberty for the first time ever.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Have you heard about all the insecurities with online exchanges? Does MT Gox ring a bell for anyone out there? The safest way to protect your digital assets like cryptocurrencies is to keep them in your own digital wallets. Now, finally, there is a solution. Shapeshift.io allows you to buy, exchange, and even trade your digital assets while keeping them safe. Now, Shapeshift.io is a great site. I've used it personally. It's super easy.
Many times.
There's no account needed. They don't ask you for your email address. Shapeshift.io has my unqualified endorsement. I think it's super handy. Recently, when I wanted to get some Ether, I basically changed my altcoins into Ether in no time.
Yeah, it's easy.
No signing up. I just went, sent them the altcoin. They sent me the Ether. So easy.
I didn't feel like the rates were high or anything like that. It was great. It was so simple.
They've got dozens of alternative altcoins, alternatives to Bitcoin. They can change from one to another, and go check it out. They've been around for more than a year now, by the way. So in Bitcoin terms, a year's a long time. So go to shapeshift.io. As we continue here with the kind of a bit of a review, I took some notes during the CNN town hall with Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the two unprincipled candidates that the Libertarian Party has decided to field for their presidential campaign this year. They said they support a safety net for healthcare, which, of course, a libertarian, if a libertarian were to say those words, they would probably fully explain what they meant. Like, oh yeah, a safety net provided by the market, not by coercive force of taxation through the government. Because we don't believe in coercive taxation. We don't believe in aggressive use of force as libertarians. Blah, 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 non-aggression principle. Explaining those basic concepts. But no, they just sort of, oh yeah, we gotta have a safety net. So, you know, they just accepted publicly on national television, for all libertarians, the idea of social welfare programs. So not happy about that. Now, they did comment about free market health care, and Gary Johnson had some nice things to say about Planned Parenthood. So that was refreshing to see, which, by the way, is going to draw a division, won't it, Conrad?
It sure does
A lot of people don't like Planned Parenthood, especially the very conservatives that you said they were trying to appeal towards, right?
Yep.
So he drew some division by...
But a lot of those 50-50 ones where they got to draw the line, but if you look...
Are you saying Planned Parenthood's 50-50 when it comes to conservatives?
Not when it comes to conservatives, but they're trying to win the general election.
Ah, you think they can win the general election?
I think they can.
You think they think they can?
I think that if somebody's sticking their finger in the air, that of the libertarians that were on the stage, that they are most qualified, most likely to stick their finger in the air, and they probably are deciding based on that issue. That's not going to... Even though I disagree with them on that issue...
What do you disagree with?
Gary Johnson and the idea that Planned Parenthood is some kind of great organization.
He said they do some good things, and they do.
Do some good things. Yeah. I could say that about anybody.
Okay.
I mean, Mussolini made the trains run on time. Come on.
I mean, you keep saying unprincipled about what you know. What I'd like to phrase it, marketable is the word I would like. How do you feel about BuzzFeed articles? How do you feel about BuzzFeed articles?
I'm not familiar. I mean, I've seen them before, but I don't know.
All that clickbaity stuff. I mean,
clickbait. Okay.
Well, I mean, what they do is they
won't believe what happened next.
Are you saying Ron Paul's clickbait?
I'm saying he's not, and I'm saying that was his problem. I'm saying that
Gary Johnson
is clickbait. That's what he is. Everything he says is a way to get you to say, hey, I want to know more. Let me click here and find out what's going on.
I was more interested in knowing more about what Ron Paul said, because he was saying things that are unique, that they were interesting, they were clearly different.
Yeah, clickbait don't work on me either, but that's not what it's not aimed at me, it's aimed at the general population, and that's the issue.
And I think the general population needs to hear a principled message of liberty, and obviously the libertarians these days don't agree with that.
You won't be getting that from the Libertarian Party this year.
Nope, I don't expect you'll ever get it again.
Yeah.
So going on here, some nice
so
positive
don't
comments.
Make your own political party with blackjack and hookers.
Some nice positive comments about Planned Parenthood. So again, he did say some good things, but of course that'll just piss some other people off. So why not just stick to principles and piss off whoever you're going to piss off? Anyway, going on. Good answer about immigration, but he still wants to have background checks. So he didn't totally take a libertarian stance on immigration, still allowed for the idea of having a federal government immigration bureaucracy. But he did make some nice comments about illegal immigrants, just sort of as hardworking people.
Well, he was the governor of New Mexico. If somebody's qualified to deal with this position, it's certainly him.
Good comments from William Weld about Trump wanting to round up 11 million immigrants, basically calling out Trump on that and saying that's a ridiculous thing to demand, and sort of suggested that it could lead to a police state, I think. But I wasn't unhappy with how they handled the immigration answers, even though they weren't the most principled of answers. At the very least, they didn't make immigrants out to be the enemy. So that I was happy about. Weld actually said when pressed that he would vote for Clinton. So one of the things the host did was ask them, if you had to choose, who would you go with, Trump or Clinton?
And do you know why he says that?
Because he's friends with her?
No, it's very obvious.
Well, he said he was friends with her.
No, it's because they're taking more of Trump's votes, and so they want to balance that out. Every one of their positions, so you say, you know, like death penalty is a divisive issue, and actually maybe only 26% of people actually oppose it, but he's also trying to brand himself. So he's trying to brand himself as not Trump, not Hillary, and where, how, and when can you take those votes away? So everything they're doing is very calculated, very expensive.
So you're saying he's lying,
choices.
That he wouldn't actually vote for Clinton?
I'm saying that they are just, they're a thing through which all the money and effort of people who are trying to stop Trump and Clinton through the Libertarian Party, their conduit is the word I was looking for. They're just conduits. They don't matter.
So
they don't have any actual positions themselves. They're a piece of marketing items. They're not real people. They're politicians.
I get what you're saying there, but I guess I don't understand. Why are you saying that he would support Hillary Clinton? That somehow is helping take votes away from Hillary? I'm confused at what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to suggest. I don't know the answer. Why would he say that?
Is the suggestion that someone hearing him say he would vote for Clinton would then decide to vote for him if they were thinking of voting for
Maybe
Clinton?
Maybe they feel more welcome?
Yeah.
I think it was a poor choice, personally, because
Well, Gary Johnson made the right choice. He refused to answer the question.
I would refuse to answer the question.
So it was Bill Weld who said he was going to vote for Clinton, and then at some point during the interview, he admitted that they were old chums.
I would tell them, instead of going to vote, I'd get an ice cream cone, because I'd have a better time. Yep. Thanks.
So I liked Johnson's answer to that question, because he refused to give the reporter the answer he wanted. Let's see here. Quote, not espousing legalization of drugs outside of marijuana, unquote. That's an exact quote of what Johnson said. He then talked about prohibition, did talk about black market and how it, can taint drug doses, which leads to overdosing. And he actually talked about a Switzerland-based heroin dosing program where they have clean needles and a place where people who are addicts can come to dose up. And the woman who was asking him a question kind of kept at him and was really going at him for his answers, and he further advocated that there would be heroin testing available. The host then pushed him on the issue because the host was sensing that Gary Johnson was being kind of dodgy, and so he just came right out and said, are you supporting the legalization of drugs? And he said, no drugs legal, this is an actual quote, no drugs legal outside of marijuana, unquote.
Statement of his platform, yeah.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some more of the summary of what happened in the Gary Johnson, Bill Weld town hall with CNN last week. We'll continue. And you can join us here toll-free. Share your thoughts. What do you think of the interview? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Conrad,
and Mark.
And don't forget to join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com.
So, Liberty Health Share. If you have, not been able to sign up this year and you've missed the window to sign up for Obamacare, well, Liberty Health Share's got the answer. They offer an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those that have already enrolled but you're not satisfied with your coverage, or you're probably paying more. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. They empower their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation as your insurance for that. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or call Liberty HealthShare, visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. It's libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237.
To the fun, more on the way about Gary Johnson and William Weld's appearance on CNN Town Hall last week. First up, Rudy on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Good talk to you. I called originally about the death penalty. You know, I'm an old guy, and I've come to the realization that I felt when I was 20, that's the way I felt when I was 40 and 60. And I personally believe that you are convicted of a crime of killing someone, you go to death penalty until you die.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Something about you get convicted of a crime for killing people and what?
You go die in that cell. You wait to where you're an old man. You wake up every day thinking what you did. You're going to die in that cell. That's all there is to it. You're going to be a witness.
So you're saying get rid of the death penalty because it's a worse punishment to have to stay alive in prison.
Wouldn't that bother you?
I think so.
You always hang yourself. You know, you always,
I think that's
you
true.
Yeah. I tend to think so, too, and I did spend 8.5 years in prison, so I have some ideas. The only thing, basically, the one things I sort of wonder about is, should they be put on in a death row type situation, or should they be in general population with, you know, the rest
general.
Of the folks that are out there? General? Okay.
You
know, it'd be cheaper.
You can always get an enemy to do it. You're going to be in jail forever. And just put a guy in there, buddy. Yeah, that's what I feel about it.
Rudy, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Gotta let you go. You got a bad connection. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Would that really be fair to put lifers in? People who are going to be there in forever with people who actually have hope? I mean, don't you think that's going to bring down...
Oh, no, there are lifers currently. I mean, I went to a prison, Avon Park Correctional Institution in the state of Florida, and I was in there with people who had life sentences.
And how pleasant were they to be around?
Not too bad. They'd gotten to the point that they understood that if they misbehave, I mean, they didn't get a lot of trouble, I'll give you that, but if they misbehave, that they were going to be in worse circumstances.
Solitary.
Yeah, nobody wants confinement. You're not necessarily solitary in confinement, but it's not fun. And, you know, they want to go about their day and be able to go to their bed at night and sleep on their bed and their spot with their footlocker next to it. Yeah, it's not great, man.
No, prison sounds awful.
It's not good.
So Gary Johnson, during the CNN town hall last week, the libertarian, I'll put quotes around libertarian town hall with Gary Johnson and William Weld, the presidential and vice presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party, Johnson said, quote, and this is a great quote, "Others should be entitled to live their lives as they see fit," unquote. Great libertarian quote. Great. Unfortunately, anyone with two brain cells would be able to rub those brain cells together and think, hey, wait a minute. Didn't that guy say he didn't want to legalize drugs? Doesn't that contradict the statement that people should be entitled to live their lives as they see fit?
You overestimate the general public.
Did Hillary Clinton make that quote?
I said they only need two brain cells to rub together.
Does Hillary Clinton have a quote similar to that? Does Donald Trump have a quote similar to that?
I doubt it.
Does Jill Stein have a quote similar to that?
I don't have any idea. Probably not.
Probably not. So you stick with the good quotes that you can get out of your libertarian candidate would be my recommendation.
Yeah, I don't have any choice, Mark. I'm not the decider in this matter. So whatever he says, if he says the right things, he'll get my support. He'll get money from me too. But he doesn't say the right things, so I'm not going to support him. And I bet you a bunch of other principled libertarians won't support him either.
I know you're absolutely speaking the truth. I know you gave a lot of money to the Ron Paul campaign.
I think I've heard rumor that he's got the support of the Koch brothers. So what the hell does he need the little guys for? What does he need the support? Oh yeah, because the little guys are going to be the ones who do the door knocking. The little guys are going to be the ones who go out and actually campaign for him.
And so, it's unfortunate that we can't count on your support. Yeah. In making the world a better place.
It's unfortunate that we can't count on principled candidates to explain how the world would be a better place under libertarianism. But let's go on with some more notes. Because, again, I give the guy credit. He said the right thing in that case. Too bad he didn't have that consistently throughout his entire presentation. Now, Bill Weld gets some credit for advocating for non-interventionism. This is one of the things they did right, was discussing non-interventionism and how it's different from isolationism, for instance. They did talk about that.
It's really important to me.
And they did get that part right. So
I'm a one-issue voter when it comes to the president. presidency. I want the commander-in-chief of the military, the person who has basically very few checks and balances when it comes to the control of the military. I want that person to be as committed as possible to killing the fewest amount of people. Now, I'll admit that puts me in a pretty tough position when being a registered and office holding Republican. So when it comes to president, I'm pretty interested in what they have to say here.
Yep, and as far as what they said here, it's pretty clear they're the least warmongering of the candidates when it comes to wars around the world. So that was pretty crystal clear, and so kudos to them for that one. Going on, though, Johnson further did add that he doesn't think there should be military intervention in Syria and pointed out how military interventionism there could grow ISIS, suggesting that the U.S. government has consequences.
The intervention in Iraq clearly grew ISIS.
For consequences for their actions. Further, they did advocate eliminating the IRS and the corporate tax, but sadly advocated the fair tax and further claimed that it was revenue neutral. So not even advocating to cut the government in any way, shape, or form there, but just simply replace the tax system.
Yeah.
Not exciting to libertarian.
He has been on that side of the fair tax thing for a very long time.
He has, yeah.
And he got booed at Porkfest 4 years ago over it. And
I think he got booed at the Libertarian Convention for it, too.
I know why people are, advocate for the fair tax. I can't say I'm a big fan of it, but, regardless, they want everybody to pay. They want cultural buy-in across the board. But I don't think that works. They've got the same tax system in Europe currently with the VAT, the value-added tax, and you don't see a bunch of conservatives there. I think the VAT is, or the fair tax in this case, I think it's a very statist proposition. Because what you really, as a libertarian, what you really want is for people to experience paying the taxes. So I think it'd be a much more libertarian notion to say what I propose is to get rid of withholding, and that way at the end of every year somebody's got to stroke a check for the government or be in debt at 4% interest. And if you can't pay, then you're going deeper and deeper in debt to the government.
Well, like
the government currently is to everybody else.
Yeah, the libertarian position is to oppose taxation, period. So
sure.
A libertarian candidate like Harry Brown, their candidate in the year 1996 and 2000, would have said something like, I think we should get rid of the IRS and replace it with nothing.
I got that. But you can't, that doesn't appeal to people in the same
way. The hell it doesn't. Who the hell likes the IRS?
The people that get a bunch of money from the government. I mean, what else would they?
Those people aren't going to vote for the libertarian. I got news for you. Toll free number.
They will if they got to strike a check.
855. They won't because they don't even have bank accounts. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So they then claim that they had both cut taxes and never raised them during their time in office, and a college student, a college girl, takes them to task. Coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitfirst.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitfirst.com. It's saveitfirst.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. Sharing with you a kind of rundown of some of the notes that I took, some of the good things that were said, and some of the absolutely unprincipled, unlibertarian things that were said in the so-called Libertarian Town Hall with Gary Johnson and William Weld, the vice president or the presidential and vice presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party here in 2016. We'll continue with some of those notes and thoughts. Your thoughts are welcome. If you'd seen the hour-plus-long episode of CNN's Town Hall last week, you're certainly welcome to join us. The two of you, who are huge Gary Johnson fans, have not actually seen this.
Gary Johnson fans, okay?
I'm not a Gary Johnson fan.
You're not a Gary Johnson fan. You're on here defending him pretty vociferously.
Well, I mean, a fan is somebody who, rah, 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 yay, I'm excited, woo-hoo!
You're not excited, then?
No, not even a little bit.
I know him, and I like him, and so therefore, yeah, that goes a long way for anybody.
I find him likable, too. But politicians are good at being likable.
Indeed, they are. I wish that he was more principled libertarian, but I don't think that anybody ever expected that. I think that he's the best candidate on the ballot, and likely he's going to get my and he most likely will get my vote because of that. I hope that everybody chooses to vote for the most liberty-oriented candidate, and I hope that Gary Johnson strives to be that.
Well, he's not striving real hard to be the most libertarian candidate, but he is the most libertarian of the other candidates who are not at all libertarian, so I'll give him that much. He's the least of the evils.
I see it in this way. You know, if you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast, you're going to end up, you know, in the middle of the country somewhere, you know, going from point A to point C, you're gonna have to pass through point B, and this is what point B looks like.
All right. is so that change. I get what you're saying. It's incrementalism, but that's, you know, that doesn't excite those of us who actually want to hear the ideas of liberty talked about on a national stage. So a college student got on the microphone toward the very end of this, about 10 minutes before the end of this hour and 5 minute long discussion that they were having with an audience, the CNN studios, with, again, Gary Johnson and William Weld. She gets up and asks a really tough question that, honestly, Gary Johnson did not have a good answer for, and Weld actually kind of did a pretty good job on this one. So, again, as I was saying, having this tag team aspect that they had, I think, helped them because they are both weak libertarians at best, and if one of them stumbling and fumbling, then the other one can kind of pick up the ball.
We're both strong libertarians, and we got a tag team thing going on.
In that case, let's go on. Well, we actually talk about libertarianism in a principled way. So we don't need to have a tag team going on, but it certainly helps to have more than one voice on the air. Let's go on here. I want to play this clip. I think I've got it queued up in the right place. I haven't had a chance to really double-check that.
Yep,
here.
So has a question.
Hi. Similarly to Donald Trump's recent identification as a Republican, you both have only recently formally identified yourselves as libertarian. Can you tell us what you have done specifically while you've been in office that has been consistent with libertarian ideals?
Now, before we get to the answers of the questions, both candidates sort of suggested earlier on that they've always been pretty
libertarian. Yeah.
Even though
it's pretty common.
The evidence is against that, especially for William Weld. But, you know, giving people the opportunity to change, I think, is important. People can change. They can change their opinions, even old guys like
these. Before you just you love to just paint your opinion of what a libertarian is as the only opinion. I would like to step down for a second and say that, look, your opinion on what a libertarian is exactly the same thing as people define a voluntarist, as people
define
it's
the same thing.
An anarcho-capitalist. And we don't need three or four different words to describe the most fringe-most position. What we need is a word to describe the position that is not fringe.
It's not fringe to advocate peaceful people be left alone. That's not fringe.
Apparently it is.
Well, okay.
You can describe it that way, and I think you're damaging the libertarian position by doing that.
Fine. You can say that if that's what you want to say. What I'm trying to say here is that we need a word that describes somebody who is marginally... that's fiscally liberal and fiscally conservative and socially liberal, that isn't a full-on voluntarist. We need a word for that. And the word that people use in this English language is libertarian. So these people are libertarian, and you're not, according to these definitions. And so,
according to your twisted definition of what libertarian is, libertarian is someone who rejects aggression. They're somebody who embraces the non-aggression principle. That's what a libertarian
is. That's what you... Okay,
you can be libertarian on an issue. You can take the libertarian position on an issue without being a libertarian.
So,
and that's what these guys do. They took some libertarian positions, and they took some unlibertarian positions. And at the end of the night, some people watching this were very confused about what a libertarian actually is. Let me go on here with Molly Smith, the undecided voter from some college somewhere.
I'd like to think that it was everything in office.
Remember, she asked them what specifically... What was something you did that aligns with libertarian principles while you were in office? And Johnson's fumbling here.
Being fiscally conservative, over the top, and always standing up for choice. Always coming down on the side of choice.
Can you be more specific?
Well, I maybe was more outspoken than any governor in the country regarding school choice. Really, I think that we should bring competition to public education. I would like to get the federal government out of education, allowing...
Remember, these are things he didn't actually do. Something he said, I was advocating school choice. That's not really what you did as governor.
Yeah, I'd love to answer that question for Gary Johnson. I vetoed more bills than any governor in the history of the United States. Chalk one up for me. That's what a libertarian would do. Libertarians stop invasive laws.
That would have been a good answer.
I stopped them. Thanks.
He's fumbling around, man. Here we go. Weld comes in with a save, though.
State dollars to be spent in those states as opposed to making a detour in Washington where you send money 13 cents.
Now he's just rambling about school choice.
That's what politicians.
Yeah, well, right. And he's just a you know, a politician.
To Washington, and it comes back 11 cents, and then it comes back with mandates. The war on drugs. Look, we have tens of millions of Americans in this country who are convicted felons that, but for our drug laws, would be otherwise be taxpaying, law-abiding citizens.
Well, what did you do about that, Gary Johnson? Did you do anything about that as the governor of New Mexico? No, you're just rambling about policy positions.
So in office, in my case, even though I was then a Republican, not a Libertarian, I cut the state budget 14% my first 2 months in office. I was voted the most fiscally conservative governor in the United States by the Wall Street Journal in 1992. A couple years later, Gary Johnson was voted out. Of course, I had left office by then. But I was, you know, way out there by myself on gay and lesbian rights, starting my first month in office in January 1991. And for 10 years, no one followed suit. I appointed the woman who wrote the decision holding equality of marriage is constitutionally compelled, which led to the Supreme Court case holding that. I was a leader on the pro-choice movement as well. So almost all of my actions in office foreshadowed my eventual formal libertarian status.
I thought it was a really great answer from Weld. So he definitely saved the floundering Johnson.
He's a much better politician.
Well, it's hard when you get these questions out of left field. I mean, I know what it's like. Sometimes you're just not ready. That's what the really nice thing about having two or three people on the air here is that when somebody calls in to Free Talk Live, you can't do this on any other radio program in America. You don't have the opportunity to take a nationally syndicated radio talk show host to task for their beliefs. But you can call in right now and ask whatever question it is you want to ask. And we've proven it over the years. We'll take these questions, whatever they might be. Am I ready for every question? I'm not. I don't have a rehearsed answer for every question that comes down the pipe here on Free Talk Live. But having three people takes some of the pressure off of me.
Yep, so that's why I said that it was a smart move to put both of the candidates on the stage. It could have been a total disaster, this thing, and it wasn't a total disaster.
There's his endorsement. It wasn't a total disaster.
I'll take that from him. That's all I can give them. They're the least of the evils, and they're not a complete disaster, but it's also not really doing much to spread any kind of principled message.
If you had to vote today for a candidate that was on the ballot in more than 40 states, who would you vote for?
Grudgingly vote for these guys. I'm not happy about their candidacy. I don't think they're doing good things generally for the ideas of liberty, and I don't think ultimately them getting 2% or whatever they end up getting this time around is going to really make any kind of waves at all. But at the very least, they're getting some TV time and talking about non-interventionism. There's some value there. Not enough value for me to actually care enough about their campaign to follow it closely
or
give them any money.
Really, if the only thing they had, let's say every one of their positions was actually no better than Trump or Hillary's best position, which is all awful. If the only thing that they were up there on a national stage pushing was non-interventionalism for the executive seat, you don't think that's worth having?
I think it's the most important thing.
I think that's worth having, but they're not. That would not make them libertarians, and it wouldn't make me excited about their campaign. You know, my money's
Barry
limited,
Manilow,
my time is limited. I'm only going to give it to the candidates that are worthy.
Barry Manilow in 2008 stroked a check to Ron Paul because Ron Paul was non-interventionist, and he stroked a check to every one of the Democrats who was, too.
And Ron Paul did a lot more for liberty than these two guys will. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Ron Paul, earn that check. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up what you want.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.